During a partial government shutdown, maintenance employees, tour guides, and most other personnel are furloughed. Kentucky's Mammoth Cave National Park was one of many parks with limited services, and that meant no cave tours over the weekend. Even in winter, that's a big deal. John Garter at the National Parks Conservation Association says visitors spent more than $30,000 on an average January day at Mammoth Cave in 2016.
No matter how you look at it, this situation certainly has been very damaging to parks, to their visitors, threatening to park resources, and threatening to those local economies that depend on Congress doing its job.
Garter says budget cuts mean parks have lost about 10% of their staff over the last 5 years, while there's been a nearly 20% increase in visitation. He says it's difficult to ensure the protection of the park's resources when they're operating on a skeleton crew. A spokesperson for Mammoth Cave said most employees were put on furlough, but park rangers remained in the park to protect resources and facilities. According to the National Park Service, in 2016, national parks in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia saw more than 7 million visitors and supported 4,700 jobs. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.